Hello, hello, and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 37. 37, right? How is your Egg McMuffin? Or is it a sausage Egg McMuffin?
It's an Egg McMuffin.
It's good. It's delicious. Did you bring us one? One day you will bring us McDonald's. One day.
I don't eat eggs, so it's okay.
You don't eat eggs at all?
That's interesting.
Is it an allergic thing?
No, I eat it in fried rice. I'll eat that egg. I just don't really like eggs. The taste.
What about...
How do you eat grunt then without eating eggs?
She ate chicken.
It's lunch. Potatoes.
Potatoes.
Oh, I can eat like pancakes and waffles and stuff.
Hell yeah. French toast.
Are you trying all different types of eggs to see if there's one that you actually like?
I think I can handle scrambled.
Okay.
And fried
eggs. Yeah, fried eggs would be good.
Fried eggs, it's
the yolky thing.
Ooh,
that you like? Yeah.
I would not touch that.
Well, we are enjoying our Sunday, June 15th. It's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, Susan.
Thank you.
I'm Brian Kluger with BoomstickComics.com and HighDefDigest.com and Adam Conway with the Angelica Film Center in Dallas.
Hey.
And Susan Kamyab with ThisChicksFlix.com and Irvine Community Television.
That's right.
Hell yes, we are here. We're only three people today. Few other people are out. Gotti is doing something. Gwen has a tummy ache, and Andrew is filming something really cool. So,
tummy ache. You make her sound like a child.
She has a tummy ache, or she, as Adam says, she's probably hungover and didn't want to drive from Plano. Although you drove from Louisville.
Yes, I was so hungover.
You have your giant water with you, which is Cowboys game day.
Oh, my God.
It's not ours. It's somebody else's cup.
Oh, yeah. Do you even watch sports?
I mean, I watch wrestling.
I used to watch, when it was WWF, my brother.
WWE's so good. So good.
I told Hogan and Macho Man.
Oh, Hogan sucks.
I used to get it every time we'd leave a restaurant, we'd grab a toothpick and we'd be like, hey, I'm Razor Ramon. Every single time. The joke never got old.
It's still good.
Yeah.
And you can find us on Facebook, our new Twitter page, Multimedia Pod, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio. This is our 37th in the news segment. It's a lot of news. And so, we have a lot of news today. I'll start out. I'm giving you three doses of news. I'm going to be delivering you literature news, video game news.
But you're not a literary expert.
And music. I'm not the literary expert. Our literary expert has a tummy ache. So, I did my best. Maybe y'all can help me with this. But the Colombian novelist Juan Gabriel Vasquez has won a very prestigious award called the Impact Dublin Award.
I think it's Vasquez.
Is it Vasquez? It's not Vasquez?
No, it's Vasquez.
Vasquez. There you go. Thank you. Award for his exploration of Colombia's drug trade. It's a book called The Sound of Things Falling. I expect this to be made into a movie.
Is what you're...
Probably.
Yeah.
But he won this prestigious Impact Award. And it's like, I'm sure they'll make a movie about it. But
yeah.
Congratulations to him. Have you heard of the picture books featuring a puppy named Spot for kids?
No.
I don't know. Well, the illustrator and writer of those books, Eric Hill, died. He was 86.
Oh, yeah.
They sold tens of millions of copies throughout the years. So, that's our book news, our literary news. Yay! Sorry, we don't have Glenn here to tell us what's going on.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to video game news. E3 happened this week. It's the biggest video game convention of the year. There's tons of news. I'll go through them fairly fast. Nintendo has unveiled their new Mario game called Mario Maker, which sounds awesome. You'll get to actually virtually create Mario levels as an 8-bit.
Like a little bit.
Or 3D boots. Like you can choose to create it from like the original Super Mario level or like one of the 3D versions. So you get to create your own levels. It's
what
basically
about Super Mario Brothers 2?
Yeah, that's what it says.
The worst one.
It sounds cool. It kind of sounds like Excitebike. You remember an Excitebike you used to make your levels?
Well, that
this
was,
sounds
yeah.
awesome.
Well, I'm saying it sounds like Little Big World.
Yes. There's a new game called Evolve, which sounds badass. So if you're familiar with zombie video games, you probably played or heard of Left 4 Dead. It's one of the more intense games of killing zombies. But these guys have created like basically a similar platform, but instead of zombies, you're fighting a monster. And they flipped the genre on its ear where there's five players that you have to play with. So four people are battling the monster where the fifth person is going to actually be the monster trying to take everybody out with all these powers. Sounds awesome. It's called Evolve. Comes out next year. They announced Assassin's Creed Unity, which for all you Assassin's Creed fans... It's going to be... You okay?
I'm fine, yeah.
You sure? You need a sip?
Sorry, keep going.
this new Assassin's Creed will be set during the French Revolution.
Nice.
You'll have the option to play in co-op mode and fight with multiple enemies at once.
So he'll be French now, or British, or...
Yes.
Not Native American again?
I don't think so. French Revolution. Sounds awesome, though, if you're a Assassin's Creed fan. Halo, Microsoft... Bungie puts out the Halo games.
Halo's still going on.
It's so awesome. They did two big announcements. They're doing Halo 5. Not Bungie, but Microsoft. Halo 5 called Guardians. And then they're going to release all the Halo games again, but revamped for the new consoles. It's going to be badass. I talked with my friends who I used to play Halo with. We're all buying Xbox Ones for it. Just has to be done. So that's gonna be awesome. Nintendo unveiled their new Zelda game, finally.
What's it called?
I don't know. I think it's called The Legend of Zelda.
Okay.
But it sounds awesome. So basically, this one is going to be an open-world game, finally. There's not, like, a task thing. It's going to be open-world, like Skyrim or something like that. Badass. I love Zelda. Mass Effect, they announced a new Mass Effect game, but the title is not there. But Commander Shepard will not be in the game. There's going to be all new characters and worlds.
Okay.
But Mass Effect, that's huge. If y'all played the last Tomb Raider game, Tomb Raider reboot, it was badass. They're doing a sequel to it. It's going to be awesome. Uncharted 4 has been announced, called The Thief's End, which will probably coincide with the film.
Yeah, whenever that comes out.
Have they cast that? Is it Johnny Knoxville? No. We want Johnny Knoxville.
Which movie?
Uncharted, based on the game. But yeah, those are really excellent, excellent video games that are coming out that they've announced. Moving on to music news. I very, very much dislike Kanye West. I do not think he's talented.
Okay.
I think he's terrible. In every way, shape, or form. He's a terrible musician, terrible rapper, terrible human being. Don't like the guy. But we have news. We probably have listeners that like him for some reason. But they're making a sequel to Yeezus.
Oh, God.
New album with Rick Rubin and Kanye starting to work on it.
He thinks he's God. He really thinks he's God.
He's crazy. He's insane. And he sucks. He's terrible. Rick Rubin said Kanye West is coming in and we're starting looking at vocal ideas for his next album, the sequel. Maybe, hopefully it won't happen and him and whatever her name is.
Kim Kardashian.
Die in a fire. I don't know.
Let's see how long their marriage lasts. That's what I'm thinking about. Can she, if she surpasses 76 days, is that how long?
I give it less than 2 years.
Yeah.
I get it less than 2 years, but screw them.
Okay.
We've talked about this before, but it's finally coming to fruition. Bjork has announced a while ago that she's developing a science and music-based app, an album to be integrated into schools for kids to learn. And that's finally happening. It's called the Biophilia Educational Program. And it's an educational protocol that utilizes Bjork's 2011 science and music-based app and album. So they're going to try it out in European schools first.
Of course.
But more, we'll have Bjork and Reading Rainbow.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited
about Reading Rainbow. Me too. If you're an Outkast fan, Outkast is going to tour again. Big Boy and Andre 3000 have announced a bunch of dates.
For their anniversary, but they're not getting back together.
Yeah, but they're going to be on tour, though, together.
Yeah.
So still, you get Outkast. And then if you're a Weezer fan, a Weezer announced a new album called Everything Will Be All Right in the End. So if you're a Weezer fan, new album.
Right.
In addition to their, how many albums do they have?
Do you know who Weezer is?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
And then let's talk about the big news from Amazon. They released their Prime Music streaming service for free this past week. So,
really?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like Spotify.
Oh,
it's like Spotify.
Oh, okay.
Or Beats or whatever. Basically, if you pay the Amazon Prime membership, which is $100 a year, you get access to free music. And you can download it for free. And there's over a million songs right now. So, in addition to Spotify or whatever, you'll have Amazon now if you're an Amazon fan. But I imagine Amazon's going to raise their prices again because of it for their Prime membership.
I bet they would.
I don't know. I think the government should step in for Amazon and call them a monopoly on everything because they're like price setting.
Well, and they're also with that news with they're not releasing any of the Warner Brothers titles because
right.
They're
because they're fighting over
bullying over Amazon is bullying them to go really cheap.
Right, Stephen Colbert has a whole deal with Amazon because they weren't putting his book out there
because he didn't want to sell it to him for
because his book's publisher wasn't getting the percentage they
So yeah, you couldn't get Lego Movie. You couldn't get there's another really big title. Well, you can't go on Amazon and get Lego Movie. Which comes out this Tuesday.
To buy.
To buy. And they don't even have it up for pre-order. Usually you can't get it because Warner was not willing to sell them for such a cheap price Amazon was trying to do. So they've done this before. So Amazon is being assholes. But that's video game music.
We love Amazon.
We love Amazon.
I do. I order lots of stuff from there.
Yeah.
So hopefully they get things fixed out. But yeah, that's literary, music, and video game news.
Good job.
Let's head over to Mr. Adam Conway
for
TV news and comic book news.
All right, let's see comic book news, guys. First and foremost, a list of the DC's upcoming movie slate was leaked. Online, and there's some movies that might surprise people. We have, of course, Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice for May 2016. Then, following that in July, we have Shazam, which is an interesting choice since not a lot of people know who he is.
I don't.
He's also called Captain Marvel, and I guess that and Marvel has their own version of Captain Marvel, so that's why they're calling it Shazam.
When are these coming out?
Shazam is 2016, July. And then we have Sandman, which is starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt, coming out in Christmas of 2016.
And that's the Neil Gaiman thing.
Yay.
Yes.
That's pretty badass.
And then Justice League, the movie, will be May 2017.
Which is also directed by Zack Snyder, who did Watchmen and Man of Steel.
Followed by a Wonder Woman solo movie for July.
Which one?
A Wonder Woman solo movie for July.
I bet you they're kicking themselves they didn't get Joss Whedon for that. They fired him.
Then there's a Flash Green Lantern team-up movie for 2017 Christmas.
Really?
Sweet. I want Ryan Reynolds back.
And then finally, Man of Steel 2 is coming out in May 2018.
See, for some reason, I always thought Superman Batman was Man of Steel 2.
It was initially, but now since it's now like the precursor to Justice League, they're officially moving Man of Steel.
So Man of Steel 2 is going to be after Justice League.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be interesting.
So how many movies in the span of 2 years?
8.
That sounds quite ambitious and quite maybe flooding the market with their own heroes.
And then also there's movies for Metal Man and Suicide Squad, which were going to be considered for that period, but now are pushed back.
Did I read somewhere that The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, was cast as Black Adam?
He wants to be Black Adam.
He wants to be Black Adam.
Yeah, but we'll
but
see.
He
I'm sure versus Am, he might be.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, but I think he also met with Marvel, though, so I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. I mean, DC needs to really do something because they had something totally different than what Marvel was doing with their Dark Knight trilogy.
And also, on a side note for the Batman vs. Superman, it was also revealed that Jason Momoa is playing Aquaman.
It is confirmed?
It is confirmed.
I had it in my news.
Ooh, somewhere fucking Vinny Chase is crying.
So he was trying to say, oh no, there's no way I'm Aquaman, but he definitely is. So
he's going to be Aquaman?
Yeah.
Is he going to dry his hair blonde?
We'll see.
But I guess Vinny Chase and Entourage.
You see if he's wearing the tiny...
Is James Cameron going to direct it? He should.
Didn't Gwen interview him this week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a phone interview for something.
His directorial debut. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the other comic books.
Hold on a second. What do you think about this DC slate? Do you think it's too much for the span of 2 years?
Well, we'll see. Yeah, if they can pull it off, great. But it's going to be, since they're so tight of a timeline, that's what all these studios are doing now. They basically set their schedule first and then worry about all the creative logistics later. And sometimes it doesn't work. So,
well, Marvel's done really well at it. Do you think DC's trying to do the same thing they're doing?
Right,
they're trying to catch up.
What was Green Lantern? Was that Marvel?
Yeah.
No, Green Lantern's
DC.
DC.
But they're rebooting that. So Ryan Reynolds will not be Green Lantern.
Which is sad.
I know.
I like Ryan Reynolds. That movie was just shit.
Yeah.
It wasn't shit all the way.
I heard that they put too much on it.
It was just like...
There wasn't enough time of him... You know, becoming Green Lantern.
Yeah, they put all their eggs in
one
movie.
I hated the way, like, the girl discovered him, too.
Right.
You know, it was just, like, such a weak discovery.
They put all their eggs in one basket for one movie.
To space a train, they only trained, like, you only showed, like, 5 minutes worth of stuff, and then they had to get right back to Earth and battle Peter Sarsgaard is...
Yeah.
Whatever.
There was no build-up. It was, like, really rushed.
Yeah.
It was. But I still enjoyed it, though.
Because I was excited for Mark Strong as, you know, the bad guy for the next one, Sinestro. Because they did that whole bump for it, but it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah.
Still like it. But yeah, I think it's going to... It might be way too much DC stuff for 2 years.
I mean, as long as it's, you know, made well, that's fine. It could be too much and not really produced well.
I agree. All right.
Bringing up DC news, there's a mysterious new DC Comics project that they're dubbing the DC Band-Aid, which will begin April of next year for the 30th anniversary of the multiverse-shattering Crisis on Infinite Earths. And it's kind of going to be what they describe as fixing all the terrible mistakes they've made along the way. It's going to be a huge... run of weekly books running for 2 months, totaling 48 books total. And basically there's going to be like 24 different stories, basically different characters they follow that kind of bring back different versions of all of them, the pre-52 versions as well as the post ones. And they're just going to try to fix everything that's wrong with the DC Comics right now. So it sounds hilarious. So, I don't know. Be on the lookout for that.
It's an ambitious project.
Yeah, it is. And then in Marvel news, we had a character called Angela, who is appearing now in Marvel Comics, even though she was originally created by Todd McFarlane and was in Spawn.
Todd McFarlane created Spawn?
Yeah. And basically what happened is Todd McFarlane lost the rights to Angela to Neil Gaiman in a lawsuit. And so Neil, I guess, decided to let the character become part of the Marvel Universe. And she is now considered the sister to Thor and Loki. And there's going to be a new comic book basically called Thor and Loki, the Tenth Realm, which will basically explore their lost sister and how she came back.
That sounds cool.
To the Marvel Universe.
I want that to be a movie.
It probably could, you know, down the line, especially since everyone loves Loki and Thor.
Hell yeah.
Also Marvel news, we have a pretty big battle comic book coming out, Hawkeye versus Deadpool. for anyone who wanted to see this matchup, you have the...
Do you know who Deadpool is?
Purple Archer. Deadpool, I guess, for some reason, you know, he was a character created by Rob Liefeld. That just is kind of like Wolverine, but more like of like a sarcastic, funny,
silly,
yeah, character that has just become like, you know, everyone's favorite character other than Wolverine. He's like everywhere. If you go to Comic Con, you probably saw
X-Men.
He was like he originally appeared as a bad guy like
in
X-Force,
right?
X-Force. But if you ever go to Comic Con, you see guys dressed up in red suits with black eyes.
Maybe, probably.
There's tons of them. Trust me. He's so wildly popular.
He has the one-liners in all the comic books.
He actually breaks the fourth wall and will talk to you as you read the comic book. So, so he's crazy. But they're going to do this versus series, and we'll see what they do. I'm sure neither of them will die. Deadpool can pretty much die almost every single time and come back.
He's like Kenny from South Park.
But they're both, you know. It should be an interesting... matchup. Let's see what else we got. For all you Spider-Man 2099 fans, they're bringing him back.
Jesus.
I know. Peter David's coming back to write him. And basically, he's spinning out of the pages of the all-new Amazing Spider-Man. He basically will be in the year 2014.
In the year 2014.
And he's going to try to, you know, stop his father's company from becoming the crazy corporation that destroys America in the future, in the past. So, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And that is my comic book news. And moving on to TV news.
Television news. Give me some good TV news.
A small snippet about TV news. It was also recently announced this week that Vincent D'Onofrio will be playing the Kingpin in the Daredevil TV show.
Yes.
Daredevil is getting a TV show?
It's going to be a Netflix TV show.
Oh, Netflix.
Okay. Netflix TV show.
Yeah.
And the guy from Boardwalk Empire is playing Daredevil, Matt Murdock.
Right, Charlie Cox is his name.
And
he was also in The Star of Stardust, Neil Gaiman's movie.
Correct. And so now, Vincent D'Onofrio, famous from Full Metal Jacket, Private Pile. And have you seen Full Metal Jacket?
I know what it is.
He's also on a bazillion episodes of Law and Order.
Yes, but he's also played Thor. Vincent D'Onofrio played Thor in Adventures in Babysitting.
He did?
He was Dawson's Garage. He was Thor.
Oh, wow.
When he was skinny. He's really big now. But he's. I'm excited about this. I mean, it's harder to compare to Michael Clark Duncan in the Daredevil movie. Being
we'll see
Kingpin,
if he actually gains a whole bunch of weight or what. How
he's already pretty big right now.
We'll see, but he's not that tall though. I don't know. We'll see.
D'Onofrio is awesome. He's going to be badass.
You think he'll shave his head?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it'll be awesome.
Other TV news. Alex Trebek of Jeopardy fame, the host of Jeopardy, has broken the Guinness Book of World Records for the most episodes hosted by a single person.
Really?
With 6,829 episodes so far in his Jeopardy career.
Holy fucking moly.
He's been hosting since 1984. Yes.
So him and Pat Sajak.
Yeah, I was gonna say him and Pat Sajak are the...
Well, luckily Alex has not gone crazy.
Pat Sajak's not crazy?
Have you not seen what he's done?
I've watched Wheel of Fortune.
No.
Yeah.
Like, you should follow him on Twitter.
Oh. I'm talking the show because I always caught, like, the tail end of it before I watched
it. Oh, no. He would be immediately fired. I'm surprised they haven't fired him for what he said on Twitter, but he's insane. What was it? What did he, like, recently?
I can't remember, but it was something ridiculous.
Yeah. He's, like, conspiracy theorist style.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
He like said like a lot of crazy things.
Wheel of Fortune. I like Wheel of Fortune more than Jeopardy.
I like Jeopardy more. We get to play along.
I'm not that smart.
I almost made it on Wheel of Fortune. I was like right before the final cuts.
Really?
Yeah, but basically what happened was like, you didn't spin the wheel yourself. They had someone doing it for you, and the person that did it for me made me land on Lose a Turn. And I was so mad. But yeah, it happens.
It happens.
Next time.
Sweet.
Other TV news. The team that brought you the event miniseries King Henry VIII is taking on another type of English royalty in that they're doing a miniseries about the Beatles.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah? So
it's bold. That's bold.
It's going to be interesting to see how they do it and who they cast. Because, they've tried doing some miniseries before and it hasn't really, gotten off the ground. But it's a team that did the Tudors also, so they know their English history. So
I'm excited about that.
So
I'd watch that. Be some good music.
And, and I guess they said Peyton Reed might be involved because he was actually at one point developing a feature called The Fifth Beatle.
You know who The Fifth Beatle is, right?
Well, this was a... Not the drummer that was replaced, but this is actually...
No, it's... what's his name? The black guy.
I don't know. Well, Brian Epstein?
Something. No.
Well, the Fifth Beatle movie that I'm talking about was about Beatles manager Brian Epstein.
Ah, okay. What's his name? He's an artist. He sings... he's famous. He's with the Beatles. He was on their last two albums. No.
Pete Best was the other Fifth Beatle as well.
No. Man, I'm going to look that up real quick.
I want to say it too long.
I know. Well, Brian...
Denzel Washington.
<I know. laughs>
Well, Brian's trying to figure that out. We have Amazon Studios is getting ready to do another drama series.
Billy Preston.
All right, Fifth Beatle. Billy Preston for you guys. Never heard of him, but okay.
Yeah, me neither.
What? Slaughter? Nothing from that?
No.
Amazon Studios is doing a Civil War drama called Point of Honor, which is going to be the showrunner will be Carlton Cuse from Lost Fame, who is actually on a tear right now because he has three other projects on television. As we speak, Bates Motel. What are the other two?
Carlton Cuse. What was his new show?
It's The Strain.
Yeah, The Strain. Yeah,
yeah.
Awesome.
Then he has one of the other show, but yeah, he has he's gonna have four shows going on at once.
After Lost, man, just blew up.
He's just doing crazy work. Starz announced that Curtis Gibson Jackson's produced drama series Power has been already picked up for a second season after just the first episode.
Boom.
So I guess they liked it that much.
I didn't even know what that show was.
I'm not excited about that because they canceled Party Down.
But that was a while ago, and that wasn't because of Power.
I know that, but still, that can't be any better than Party Down. Party Down is genius.
I know. Well, hopefully they'll still give us a movie for that. And then just one more small piece of news, I guess, for the TV show Arrow. They announced also that they're going to be bringing a character that sounds like the Blue Beetle to the TV series.
Sweet.
But not the cosmic version, but the more one that was kind of an inventor. So,
yeah.
We'll see if you like the comic book character Blue Beetle. Check out Arrow this next season.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Good
that
TV news.
Is, TV news.
I'm debating watching Flash, but I don't know if I'll watch.
Definitely going to watch Flash.
You are?
Fuck
it
yes.
It does look good. I like that guy.
Tom Cavanaugh?
No.
Grant
Gustin, yeah. He was on Glee. Yes. But I love Glee, okay? But I'm going to watch Gotham, so I don't know if I have time for that.
Yeah.
Let me know if there's an Insane Clown Posse version of Glee.
Insane Clown Posse version?
Have you heard of Insane Clown Posse?
Uh-oh.
It's going to change your life. Film news with Susan.
Well, first I just see here that Casey Kasem has passed away at 82.
That's a big. That whole thing's really crazy too.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's like he was gone.
His wife, wanted him to live on, but his kids wanted him to pass away because he's not really. He had dementia.
Parkinson's and dementia.
We miss you, Casey Kasem.
Yeah, so
they took him off life support. His kids decided to take him off life support, and that's why he passed away. And he's worth $82 million, and now they're trying to figure out who gets that. So it's going to be a big deal.
Don't you just split it through the family?
Yeah,
seriously. It's got plenty of money for everybody.
Casey Kasem.
He did have a great voice.
Top 40.
So my movie news. So Tom Hiddleston is going to be playing the iconic country singer or star, whatever, Hank Williams Sr.
Hell yes.
Yeah. And he's going to be singing in the movie as well.
For real singing too.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about this.
I love Tom Hiddleston. I wish Gwen was here for that. She's
I texted
obsessed.
Her when I found out the news.
Did
yes.
she freak?
She was excited.
The movie's called I Saw the Light and it's directed by Mark Abraham. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fans can look forward to a documentary After the Michael Bay films.
So I guess it's going to be like them talking about like the cartoons and the films. I think it
I know it's about the films, like in the creation of the actual, you know, groundbreaking makeup and effects.
It sounds awesome.
For the 30-year anniversary, it's called Turtle Power. I am sure it's going to be better than the crap.
I'm sure Vanilla Ice is probably producing it.
T-U-R-T-L-E.
All you ninjas up in the house.
T-U-R-T-L-E.
I don't know. I'm worried about the actual movie that's going to come out.
Oh, the fucking...
Megan Fox. And...
Well, it's Michael Bay and producing a Jonathan Liebsman film.
I wonder how much he can blow up in that movie, though. He's gonna be really limited.
Well, the weirdest thing is that the way that their faces look, you know, I guess, and someone actually went back and like changed it to where it looks more like a turtle.
Yeah,
and it looks so much better. But yeah, we're gonna get these weird faced Teenage Mutant Turtles for this movie. So be prepared.
We don't like you, Michael Bay or Jonathan Liebsman. We don't like you.
I like Michael Bay.
You don't like Michael Bay
to an extent.
I can stomach The Rock. I can stomach Bad Boys.
The first Transformers
was
very good.
Fucking the only good part about the first Transformers movie was the first 5 minutes with Bernie Mac. After that, the movie nosedived into the mountain.
No.
Absolutely.
The first one is great.
Did you see the first movie?
Yes, I own all three.
Oh, my God.
The first one is good.
No, it's not.
I also love The Island.
That movie's terrible, too!
You just knew you were saying that.
Please. Jesus. They tried to remake Logan's Run, and they failed miserably.
I agree. The second and third were crappy.
Armageddon's a terrible movie. Pearl Harbor's a terrible movie. Paul Bear is the worst movie.
It's not the worst movie.
Paul Bear is the worst movie ever.
Did you see Getaway? Because I think that's one of the worst movies ever.
Which Getaway? The one with
Charlie Sheen?
Oh, yeah. That was really bad, but I thought some of the filming was decent.
What about Monte Carlo?
Well, that was pretty bad. No, but that's at least somewhat, like, there's some entertainment
in the
pair of
Paul Bear again.
I've seen it like 4 times. I actually enjoyed it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the best movie ever, but there's like some.
It's the worst movie.
What's that movie with
David
Matt
Trice
LeBlanc
sucks.
With the monkey? Eddie? go watch that movie.
Eddie? Isn't that a Whoopi Goldberg movie?
Isn't it called Eddie or something like that?
You know about the thing where he plays baseball with him?
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called.
I like monkeys.
Yeah. I like Matt LeBlanc. Anyways, the next news: Bridesmaids writers Kristen Wiig and Annie
Mumolo. She wrote Bridesmaids, right?
They wrote Mumolo.
together. Yeah,
they wrote it. But they're writing too. They're teaming up again and writing another like female-driven comedy, I guess.
I'm excited about that.
It's gonna be directed by
Kristen Wiig. It's her first.
Yeah, they're producing, starring, and then it's gonna be her directorial debut.
Hooray!
TriStar Productions is backing the production, and they have described the film as a story of best friends who find themselves in over their heads and out of their depths, they were probably already over.
She's too hungover stuff.
Whatever. Best friends, okay?
In similar news, I don't know if you have it on there, but like Amy Poehler and Tina Fey's movie, The Nest, just added Maya Rudolph to the cast.
Yeah.
No, I didn't even know about The Nest. I didn't see that.
So it's basically...
It's going to be basically...
Same movie.
Same movie as everything before, but yeah. It'll be...
With those guys.
Yeah.
More SNL.
It sounds kind of like a good old-fashioned orgy, but without the orgy. They're
just a good old-fashioned...
They're just having a party in their Hamptons house before their parents decide to sell it, so...
Cool. I'm down. I like those women.
I watch all those, whatever they're in. There's no release date yet or even a title for that movie for Kristen Wiig. I did have the Jason Momoa thing, but then I was just talking about what came out this weekend. I'm assuming 22 Jump Street.
It did win,
right? Yeah.
That's great because if you take a look at how crazy actually 22 Jump Street winning is, you're going up against a family CG film as opposed to a hardcore rated R filthy film.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, which is amazing. I'm so glad.
How to Train Your Dragon 2 is it number 2?
Number 2. How to Train Your
Dragon. It'll have about 52 million, they said, whereas 22 will have around 60.
Yeah.
The Signal, dude, because that was the other film.
I love The Signal.
I know, Ryan's favorite sci-fi for the year.
Yeah, but, man. That last 10 years.
It's a rare case where the top two movies get over $50 million. It's only happened a couple other times. So.
But The Signal's not released everywhere, though.
Right. It's a platform release.
Yeah.
That's true.
But We highly recommend you go see The Signal. We highly recommend you see all these movies this weekend.
22 Jump Street for sure.
It's hilarious.
That movie
my favorite movies of the year so far. So
hilarious.
The reveal with Ice Cube and Jonah Hill was amazing.
Oh my god.
That was like,
when
like,
he's like,
die.
Like,
are you trying to kiss me or punch me right now?
That's so good.
Are we gonna have sex?
Just when Channing realized what went on.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the best.
And you heard the
like,
it just went crazy. It's so good. I can't wait to see that again.
That movie is so fun.
But yeah, The Grand Seduction came out, which
oh,
was, I guess
yeah.
was okay.
I liked it a lot.
You liked
really?
It a lot? Even with Taylor Kitsch?
Yeah.
He did
bad.
A good job
yeah.
in it?
He doesn't say much, so yeah.
He doesn't say much. You get quiet. But I'm sure Gleason carried that
He's
movie.
So great,
yeah.
yeah. It's a lot funnier than I thought it would be, so.
And
yeah,
Korango comes out next week, right?
Korangal.
The Korangal, the sequel documentary to Restrepo. Yeah.
It was also Napoleon Dynamite's 10-year anniversary on Monday.
Yeah, they
yes, they're doing
the
something
statue,
for
they
it.
They know the statue of the
yeah.
at the high school where they shot.
Aw, that's
My
cool.
lips hurt real bad.
Gosh. Damn, do you know right now?
High school day, worst day of my life. What do you think? I love that line.
Still like
worst day of my life.
Fonda is... the best thing.
They did a, didn't they do a, like a Paley Fest
Yeah,
recently?
They did like
yeah.
a Q&A or something.
With all of them.
Was it all of them? I know
who,
John
who
Hedder was there.
Yeah.
I think all, I saw LaFonda, I saw Kip, I saw, yeah,
Uncle
I saw all of them.
Uncle Rico.
I love Uncle Rico because he was in Monster Squad. He was the wolf man.
He is so fun.
Nuts.
I love when he's selling that thing to him. He's like, you look like a strong, strapping guy. Try to give that a tear.
Yeah.
And
the wife is just like...
She's like, come on.
And then he can't do it. And she like gives him like a, you suck look.
Yeah.
That was great.
I just love it when the boat comes out. She's like, I love
that. I love
that
movie. It's so good. So that's film news?
Yeah. That's
no, that's good. That's our 37th segment of In the News.
Yeah.
And we did get to mention Superman vs. Batman and Zack Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
We
so suck it, Gotti and Gwen.
Not.
Suck
I can't
it.
Wait till they like it.
Yeah, it's going to be a guy's like favorite movie of the year.
I'm willing to put down money right now that's going to say that Gotti's going to come out of Superman vs. Batman enjoying it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. He seems pretty...
He might not even watch it. That's the thing.
I feel like he...
If we get him to watch it, then, you know, he might.
He
did he like
it.
All the Batmans? The
yeah,
Batman
he loves
yeah.
the Batman. Oh. Oh,
he
did not. He hated the third
Dark
one.
Rises.
He thinks that the Dark Knight Rises was the worst movie.
No.
So hold on. Before we started the podcast, before we started this podcast, which may be one of the reasons we started this podcast, Adam and I and Gotti, after a screening, went next door from the Angelica to Trinity and spent 2 hours with Gotti telling us how terrible Dark Knight Rises is. Literally 2 hours. And all of his arguments and reasons were completely BS.
Did you guys agree? Or did you guys love Dark Knight Rises?
Dark Knight Rises is awesome.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
So, it's Gotti being Gotti. I think just
well,
hating
it. I don't know, because I know that after we saw X-Men and he was just like, it's like, eh. Like this last X-Men, which I loved this last
I loved the last X-Men. It was great.
I thought it was really good.
Even though, I mean... I had a writer for the Boomstick write a, his name's Justin Klein. He wrote something about how they changed a lot of things up in X-Men, like having
mm-hmm.
Kitty Pryde doing time travel, which is weird and it's never happened. But all in all, it did stray from like comics what people read, but still was a very well made movie,
yeah,
I think.
It was really
and I think one of the best scenes this year in a film was Quicksilver.
Yeah.
Was awesome.
That
scene was just perfectly.
So
yeah,
that was actually really funny because my friend with me too, like when the movie had to restart.
And
we
get to see
like,
it again?
Oh, we're gonna see it again.
Yeah, that was really good. It was North Park. They shit the bed.
Oh, you're not there?
No.
I
had already
to,
seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was actually really pissed because I thought that we were going to skip, like, parts. I don't like missing even a second.
Well, because the picture went out and the sound was still there, but it was the sound for, like, 3 minutes. And it was, like, at that scene where it's, like,
we were
hearing, like, explosions. We're like,
it.
What? And so luckily, the amazing Scott Jackson... like, handled his shit. And
oh,
it was just like, yeah, he went out there and he's like, we're rewinding it. And they didn't rewind it too far the first time, so they went back and rewound it even more.
Yeah.
And he took care of it. I remember
going...
I went up to him afterwards like, dude, you earned your stripes today. Thank you. for doing that.
You should never miss any part of a movie.
Agreed.
I don't care because it was bothering me. I was like, oh, I don't care if it was even 10 seconds that I just missed.
Yeah. But yeah, okay, that's our 37th. Yeah, that's our in the news.